Well, it's not something I can remember that well, to be honest. It's just a period of time that I wasn't at home for term time. I felt very comfortable because I was with other disabled people. Whereas once I'd left there and I was pushed into this new environment of Main Street School, I stood out. I was one of two disabled kids in the whole school. So you then began to feel vulnerable, picked on. But in the end, it made you confident. You didn't feel confident when you first went there, but it helped with your confidence as you grew older, how to handle these type of things. Most of the people that were at the residential school I was at had spina bifida, which is what I was born with. There are levels of spina bifida that can be paralysed from the chest downwards. I would say at least 50% of them were wheelchair users at that time. And there were others who, to my eyes at that age, I wondered why were they there? I couldn't work out why they were there, but clearly they had some neurological problems, otherwise they wouldn't have been there. And the challenges became later on when I was in secondary modern, trying to fit in with mainstream schooling. Well, by that I just mean, obviously somebody with a physical disability stands out a mile at mainstream school. They were very unenlightened days. Now I think you'd be far more comfortable as a disabled student at school. You'd be more accepted. In those days, the often used word would be crippled or spastic. It was a very common name for the other kids to throw at you. You would never hear that sort of language these days.